The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Singapore-based and MAS-licensed venture capital fund management company Circulate Capital has launched a $106 million US Singapore-based fund to protect Asia's oceans from plastic. It is the world's first investment fund dedicated to the issue. It's received funding from several of the world's leading consumer packaged goods and chemical companies, including PepsiCo, Procter & Gamble, Unilever, the Coca-Cola Company and Chevron Phillips Chemical. With 60% of ocean plastic originating from the region, Asia is the biggest source of leakage of plastic into our global oceans. But not all hope is lost, and we're going to find out why now with Rob Kaplan, founder and CEO at Circulate Capital. Good morning and welcome to Influence, Rob.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So how confident are you? You've said before that you believe that the Ocean Fund can clean up some 50% of plastic leakage in global oceans. What are the key prongs that this 50% figure is going to depend on?
Yeah, so the research has found that more than half of the plastic that gets into the ocean comes from just a handful of countries in South and Southeast Asia, and that if we invest in waste management, recycling, and advancing what's called the circular economy, we can cut that flow of plastic into the ocean in half.
Can you share a little about how some of your investors are very much interested in being part of the circular economy? And are they willing to be part of the circular economy at the expense of early profits?
Well, you know, they're publicly traded companies, so I don't think they're allowed to do it at the expense of profits. That's
as in profits from your fund?
Yeah, well, the exciting thing about investing in this sector is that you're talking about not just preventing plastic pollution, but also generating financial returns. We believe that it's critical for us to not just do one or the other, but we need both.
How well do you expect the fund to do?
It's a search fund in many ways. Like, we are the first fund that's done this, focus on this strategy, and that means we're taking on a lot more risk. But we're doing that in service of proving this as an investable marketplace and crowding in capital from larger institutional investors over time.
I wonder if you can share with us a little about how, you know, it makes sense for PepsiCo or Unilever or, you know, some other of your investors to be part of the circular economy.
Yeah, so they do a couple things, right? At the end of the day, a company like a PepsiCo or a Coca-Cola or a Danone, they want to make sure their packaging does not end up in the environment. But they also recognize that if they're going to be able to deliver packaging and products to consumers, they need access to recycled materials. They can't be dependent on virgin extractive materials forever. And so if you're able to make your new packaging out of old packaging, that's improving their value chain over time.
Rob Kaplan is founder and CEO at Circulate Capital. How significant is Asia's ocean crisis since you started? Have you seen any improvement?
We're brand new. We just started this year. So I think the reality is that about 8 million tons of plastic get into the ocean every year. There's 150 million there now. That's the same as a garbage truck of plastic backing up to the ocean and dumping its load in every minute. So there's a massive crisis happening. The good news is that this is solvable. We know where the problems are and we know what the solutions look like.
Could you share who some of the main polluters are? You say South and Southeast Asia account for quite a bit of the pollution.
Sure. So the country rankings look like China is, of course, far and away number one. Indonesia is ranked number two. Philippines is number three. And the other parts are Vietnam, Thailand, India are all large contributors.
So China used to take in a fair amount of the world's plastic waste. And then in 2018, it stopped doing that. Was that a good move, in your opinion?
It has upended the global recycling market, no question about it. And I think it's ultimately a good move. What it's allowed us to do is focus on domestic responsibility and infrastructure. So in the past, many countries, many out in Southeast Asia and across the world, were sending their trash to China for processing. And now it's forcing us all to say, well, how much can we process on our own here in our own country? And that's creating an investment opportunity. That means we can deploy capital into those companies that are managing it, sorting it, processing it, and manufacturing using it.
So you released, I believe, an investor's handbook in March of this year.
Yes.
Can you share with us a little bit of the sort of companies and products that you're already looking at investing in?
Yeah, we've looked at almost 300 different investment opportunities across the region. And what we're in due diligence in about 10 of them right now. And what they look like are startup waste and recycling companies in many cases. They're individuals, entrepreneurs who have been interested in the waste space and are building businesses. And they think they now have cracked a code on a business model, and they need some capital to bring it to scale. At the same time, we're also looking at a lot of SMEs who have been operating in this space really as family businesses for 15 to 20 years and are now thinking about how they can grow their business for the next generation of leadership as they come in.
What kind of financing will you be offering the startups?
We provide debt or equity. We're pretty flexible.
And is the goal to not only look at technologies that can repurpose products, but also to remove existing debris from the world's oceans?
Actually, our focus is on the land-based part of it. You know, the analogy I use is if you walk into your bathroom or your restroom and the bathtub is overflowing, you turn off the tap first before you get the mop. And so we're very focused on turning off that tap.
Because there have been some technologies looking at dissolving ocean plastics.
Yeah, I think they're complementary, right? Like we, like I said, we have about 150 million tons in the ocean right now. We have to figure out a way to resolve that challenge. At the same time, we have to stop the flow. And I think they go hand in hand.
So it seems climate change is not getting the attention that we think it should. What do you think needs to be done before the rest of the world sits up to make change happen?
Yeah, I think the challenge with this is it's a tragedy of the commons. And, you know, there's no single solution to it. We won't regulate our way out of this challenge. We won't innovate our way out of this challenge. We won't recycle our way out of this challenge. We need all of the above solutions. And that often can be challenging to get momentum around. But, you know, I think everyone is pretty dissatisfied with the political process to date and would like to see more activity and more action and results. And we've started to see that kind of unrest around the world.
And is Circulate Capital also looking to work with the nonprofit sector?
Absolutely. And public sector. We recognize that it's a all of the above stakeholder approach. If you're looking at these types of solutions, who's going to pay for it is always the barrier. And so we're coming in to say, well, we can remove that barrier. We know where the capital is going to come from. But now how do we engage civil society? How do we engage the right policy frameworks and regulatory frameworks to allow those investments to be successful?
How is reception to the fund been?
Very positive. I think anytime you show up with a checkbook, someone's pretty excited to listen to what you have to say.
So we're expecting first investments in the first quarter of next year?
Yeah, yeah. I wish I was here to announce them today.
Me too.
But, you know, it takes a little bit longer to close those things than you want sometimes. So I'm hopeful early January we'll be in a position to announce.
And why Singapore as a base, Rob?
Well, I mentioned the countries that we're really focused on. And if you're looking to deploy capital in India and Southeast Asia, there's no really better place to do it from.
Really interesting. And we wish you all the best. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you, Michelle.
Rob Kaplan is founder and CEO at Circulate Capital. They are a Singapore-based and MAS venture capital fund management company, Circulate Capital, who've launched a $106 million Singapore-based fund to protect Asia's oceans from plastic.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.